Hey, welcome to Mostly Maxed and Other Things. I am the aforementioned Max, and welcome to another week of this here thing. I hope everyone is staying safe and healthy and taking care of themselves and enjoying this fake spring, because I don't believe it. I will put away my sweaters, or at least shove them to the back of my closet, or pick them up off the floor. Whatever. We're not talking about that right now. But I will believe it when there's a consistent 60-65 day temperature situation for at least 2 weeks. Until then, it's going to be allergy meds and sweaters. Anywhoza, let's get in to the fuckery. So, the Rat King jumped onto whatever that fake-ass Twitter thing he got going to say that the people were going to come get him on Tuesday, which was yesterday. Of course, completely unbidden, ain't nobody asked you that, but he jumped on there and said, "You gotta protest for me," which is pretty much the same shit that he did to get the mouth breathers all riled up for January 6th. So they're looking for that type of action. Basically, they are looking to bing him for bribing Stormy Daniels. The grand jury is almost wrapping up their whatchamacallits and all the criming that he's done around that. And, you know, the mouth breathers are ready for action. Of course, the GOP is pulling up to continue to be complicit in the Rat King's criming. Senator Ultraperm talking about the Manhattan DA needs to get locked up. And as always, the simplest question that any journalist worth their salt can ask is, for what? Simple. Easy. Not a lot of words. Ain't nobody doing that, though. Mealy Mouth Kevin McCarthy and the rest of the anus succubi are all speaking in hyperbole for their king and actively looking to fuck around with the case as it is. Lady G, of course, Lindsey Graham was out here talking that talk. They're literally trying to interfere in the case by investigating all the feds. And probably they're going to go after Alvin Bragg, who is the Manhattan DA, who is a black man. So you already know the vibes. Basically, the Poe has been putting up barricades and shit since the weekend because man said this shit like, I don't know, Friday, Saturday. And they were like, oh, for real? And started preparing. Of course, if the protesters come out, they're not going to keep the same energy because a lot of them are Rat King acolytes as well. The Secret Service pulled up with a plan with the NYPD in case the Rat King gets binged, you know, for the violence and shit. The whole country, as of now, I'm recording this on Wednesday, has blue balls waiting to hear what the fuck is going to go on. People have been asking, myself included, have they locked that bitch up yet? Can you let me know when so I can put the champers on ice? Because there's going to be parties. Basically, ain't nothing happened yet. The grand jury ain't even meet today. They usually meet like Wednesdays and some other day, but I'm certain they didn't have the meat because of all of the mouth breathers and their bullshit. They calling them bomb threats and all this fucking nonsense, and there's protesters and like responding anti-Trump motherfuckers outside, you know, with their signs and shit, and everybody, whew, it's being stupid. There's cats who were standing in front of the Rat King's New York hovel at Trump Tower, talking about, he's innocent. Why are you doing this to our king? Are you not entertained? Anyway, are they not embarrassed? It is so embarrassing. They should be embarrassed, but they aren't. Because shame. What's that? Meanwhile, a court ruled that one of the Rat King's lawyers got to come up with all, and I'm quoting here, all notes, transcripts, and other evidence to prosecutors investigating how classified documents that remained at the Rat King's Florida hovel months after a subpoena to return all that shit, according to the court records and people familiar with the matter. They got to find out why that happened. The panel of three judges on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit issued a brief order on Wednesday afternoon directing the parties to comply with the district court's March 17th order to produce all that shit and ending an emergency hold on a ruling last week by a lower court judge that probably was a Trump appointee. These D.C. Circuit Court judges are way more powerful. So they said that the lawyer got to come off all that shit because his fucking services may have been retained to help the Rat King do crimes. So specifically, obstruction of government in helping the Rat King cover up stealing all that top secret shit that he stashed at the rat hovel in Florida to sell to the highest bidder. Because please, you already know. The judges found that lawyer client privilege don't work because criming. Best of luck. Sorry to that man. Not really. If you're a lawyer who still takes Trump on as a client, knowing the risks to A, your freedom, look at Michael Cohen, to your fucking reputation, and C, the fact you're not gonna get paid, because that nigga don't pay for nothing. But bless up though. So basically Mans is fucked because he might have been helping the Rat King crime, and good luck. He also lost an attempt to slither out of a defamation case against this journalist that he raped back in the day. She accused him. It was all legitimate. Mans was like, her? I would never. And commenced to tear her down. She was like, I got something for you, fucko. And took that ass to court. Basically the court said, oh, well, the case is going forward, so good luck. Bloop! But this is who the GOP is putting their money on for next year. And I would say bless up, but Mans could win. I mean, he got 411 cases against him right now. I mean, all the regulars are kind of running for the hills. His kids are no longer banging with him, except for, you know, Donald Jr., who still wants a kiss from daddy. You're never going to get it. Like in Vogue said, never going to get it. Never going to get it. Never get it. Anyway, best of luck though. And where's the fucking asteroid? Because I'm really hoping that he actually does get binged this week. And everybody's kind of like, oh, you know, we're worried. They might try to run amok in New York. But I feel like there's still a little teeny bit of old New York still left where cats will come out and possibly put foot and hand on the mouth breathers. However, comma, the Poe is in the pocket for the Rat King. Even if they aren't, they are. You know what I'm saying? So best of luck to anybody who goes down there to set it off on either side, to be honest. But mostly the folks with sense, who just want to put hands on stupid people. Good luck, though. Any hooser, this week on the podcast, I do not have a guest. I will next week, though. For real, for real. Any hooser, let's just get into these key takeaways. This week's key takeaway is this whole wave of institutions and companies just being like, fuck y'all, is really, really infuriating. I'm talking about how if you put money on it with an airline to fly your ass from point A to point B, and they're just kind of like, like, they're like, oh, you wanted to get you and your shit home within the time you paid for? Nah, fuck y'all. Case in point, the homie was flying home, epic weekend, you know what I'm saying, hung out with her peoples, you know, trying to get home in a connecting flight, boop boop boop, pilot just ain't show up. They find this out after sitting on the tarmac for God knows how long in a hot ass plane that was running that hot air in your face, because you notice how planes don't really get cool no more. Like, you remember how you used to have to put on a sweater in that bitch so that you could stay warm? I don't know if it's that because I'm old and perimenopausal, that I'm just always hot. But no, I always ran hot, but used to be brick ass cold in the planes. Those days are over, as well as sitting on the tarmac waiting for them to bring you to where you're going. Had them sitting on there for hours and were like, oh, by the way, there's no pilot, so we're going to deplane. So then they had to deplane, wait for a pilot to show up, just to have them sit there and wait some more, which was lovely. Another homie flew international for a Caribbean, you know, getaway with his fam, you know what I mean? Got to where he was going. Fam got to where they was going. Luggage, not so much. Man's them didn't get his shit for what, like 3 days? His baby and them was just wearing whatever they had. Best of luck to everyone involved. And in another example, a cat forgot his bag at like the gate desk with his meds and his keys and all this shit in it, right? I think he realized that he'd lost it when he got on the plane or whatever. His shit was sitting right there. And instead of the airline folks giving him his shit, they just made a nice little TikTok of them gleefully throwing all his shit away. Like, going in the garbage one more time to get an extra shot off of them throwing out his meds. His name and shit is all over that stuff. You know what I'm saying? They could have just been like, boom, is there XYZ? The plane was still at the gate. They could have just gave him his shit. No. Instead, threw his shit away. And the reason why Mans found out what happened was he did a request, an info request from the airline to get the footage, the security footage of it all. And there it was, two dumb bitches just flinging his shit into the trash and kikiing over it. Of course, those two bitches got suspended, probably with pay, and he still don't got his shit. So yeah, he just needed to know what the fuck happened to his shit, because he knew where he left it. He knew exactly where what all had gone down, and so did they. And they just were like, nah, fuck that. We like to do it for the gram. I know I'm about to pull out my cane and be like, back in my day, flying was almost fun. It was an experience. You had decent food. Everybody did. Decent. Didn't matter where you sat. Decent food, good service, nice, flight attendants, the whole kit and caboodle. Now you paying 10 times more for a shitty seat with shitty service on a shitty flight with a shitty flight attendant giving you shitty energy while flying with the ignorant and unwashed. And the energy is like, yeah, and what you gonna do? Walk? And they know they got you. And you can't even punch nobody because Fed time. And they know it too. Just like the folks at the post office. They be doing the most in there too. And you can't duff nobody because Fed time. Same thing with bus drivers. I don't know though. I don't take buses anymore. Anywhooza, infuriating. Another institution that is just like, burp. Basically, there was another school shooting today. This time in Denver, Colorado, I believe. This one was a kid who they had a safety protocol in place because he was obviously a threat to everybody's lives in the school. So whenever he came into school, they had to pat him down and check him for weaponry, which why do you still go to school here? I don't understand it. They kick out little black kids for less. But go off, G. Anyway, man's them getting patted down, pulls out a gun, claps two teachers during the motherfucking safety check and does the dip. The people are still looking for him as far as I know. At this point, you know how it always ends. They probably clap the kid or the kid clapped themselves or whatever. But it is the 83rd school shooting this year. 83rd. It is March, guys. 3 months into the year, 83 school shootings, right? Now, these fucks that are elected to do fuck all with everything will do everything but make it harder to get guns. They'll make it easier, though. They'll make it easier. They've done it here in New York now where, you know, niggas went to court because our laws were too stringent. And now it's concealed carry, which is another complication to the mouth breathers wilding over the Rat King here, because they're going to come weaponry ready. Yeah, problems on problems on problems with plenty of solutions, you know. But, you know, go off. So they're making it easy for people to get the weaponry. They'll post cops in the schools to criminalize little black and brown children and do fuck all when it's really time to do it, because there's been more than one occasion where the cops that they had posted in the school just fucking did the dip. Or in the case of Uvalde, just they ain't even go inside. They was just like, we're not going in there. Man's got a fucking AK. We're not getting blasted by him. Fuck them kids. That's basically the energy for everything. But, you know, it's all good. You got the option of putting the cops in the school to fuck with your black and brown kids, or getting a collapsible panic room in the classroom that you can drag into place just in case someone clapped chump comes in to try to clap your kids. Solutions to problems. Never mind that most people want common sense. Fuck common sense. They just want reform. They just want it to be harder for Nutter Butters to get to the weaponry. For people who don't need to have... Why the fuck do you need to have war weaponry in your shit? Who is you going to war with? Who is your fucking enemy here? I don't get it. There's no reason why you need to have, like, extended mags and shit just to go to the supermarket and shit. You know it's for nefarious shit. Everybody knows it's for nefarious shit. Cats is getting clapped at the mall. They're getting clapped at the supermarket. They're getting clapped at school. They minding their business at the airport. Niggas is trying to set it off. Listen, people don't want this type of shit. But the numbers keep going up. They got money for all kind of shit. They got energy for all kind of shit. You know who's not clapping people at schools? You know who's not clapping people at the supermarket? Drag queens. Ain't no drag queen coming no place to shoot nobody, as far as I know. Ain't no fucking drag queens fucking nobody up at the library when they doing story time with the kids. Ain't none of that happening. But they got more shit on the books to legislate gay folks, brown folks, black folks, every folk that ain't white and straight and Christian. You name it. But all the guns, all the weaponry for the fake fears that they gin up to keep y'all dumb and stupid and asleep. Because that's the real shit about wokeness. Because most of those fucks talking that shit are asleep. Anywhoza. Pro-life though. So you can make the bitches spawn so they can send the kid that y'all don't give a fuck about when they get here to a school where they could get clapped. To the mall where they could get clapped. To the just standing around minding their business by the fucking bus stop so they can get clapped. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck you. Fuck your safety. Fuck your everything. Fuck them. Fuck everything. It's just infuriating. We putting tax money on bullshit. We putting fees and basically taxes. Let's keep it a buck. Taxes on the fucking ticket that you paid for where your luggage might not come. Where you gotta put on all your clothes and shit so you can keep your carry-on as small as possible, because they ain't gonna let you sit down in peace if you can't shove your goddamn, what you call it, into the overhead because you don't want them to have your goddamn luggage. Fun fact, I flew first class last year to Vegas, yeah? My thought was, all right, I got dibs, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming in. I got my bags. I put them up. I mind my business. That's what happened on the way to Vegas. On the way back, old girl who was at the gate was like, oh, it's a packed flight. You can't put your baggage up. Babes, I decided I didn't want to be a bitch and be like, oh, I paid for first class. I got dibs. My shit is going in with me. I could have been a dickhole, but then I would still probably be in Vegas right now. If I mushed that bitch in her head and told her, nah, bitch, this is what's going to happen. Because what happens is when you push back, everything's worse. It's the sugar versus vinegar approach, right? So I was like, but there should be space because I'm boarding early. So how are people going to be allowed to put their stuff in the area where my things are that I paid extra so that I could have my things? All right. Okay. I didn't fight her. It was a gate check. I'd get my shit first. I wouldn't have to wait for the carousels and none of that. But it was the principality of the thing. I could have told that bitch in the most haughtiest of terms, beloved darlings, I'm sitting in the place where I can get actual glassware for now. Because didn't somebody get stabbed with a real fork in there recently? Anyway, it's bad. I paid it just so I could avoid that very thing. And here it was in front of my face. It is very infuriating where you pay it and pay a lot for it. Either going or coming, you paying for it, right? You paying in time, you paying in energy, you paying in money, you paying in fury, you paying it. And you don't get what you want. You don't get safety for your kids, though you paying it. Your taxes are paying it. The cops want to go upside your fucking head. Your taxes are paying it. When they go upside somebody's head and that person sues them, you're paying it. But will anything be done about these things? Probably not. And you want to wild out over it because you're paying it. One way or the other, you're fucking paying it and still not getting the things that you deserve. And meanwhile, dumb people are getting played and worrying about the wrong fucking shit. The problem isn't respecting somebody's agency by calling them by the right pronoun. The problem isn't that those foreigners are taking your jobs. They're taking the worst fucking jobs that you don't fucking want. Try again. The problem is not that the gays are grooming your children. It's probably your senator. It's probably your pastor. It's probably your star of your neighborhood, your upstanding family man. That's the problem. But you're busy looking at all the shiny shit that these motherfuckers want to hang in your face and putting your energies in the wrong place. And they're getting over on you. And you're still not getting what you want. Stupid. Anyway, that's it for this week's Mostly Max and Other Things. And you know the vibes. Keep washing your hands. Keep wearing your mask. I'm wearing my mask, honey. I went to the nail spot this week and I was like, what's going on here? It's different. Nobody had masks on. Masks were optional, and which is what they told me. And I was like, oh, well, I'll be keeping my mask on. No one's seeing the bottom half of my face forever because everybody dirty. So keep wearing your mask, the good kind. Keep washing your hands. Keep humbling dumb bitches. Let's see. Spray your fucking packages because I don't trust nobody. And as always, keep taking care of yourself and keep taking care of others. And I will see you next week.